This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
This is South Africa's highest court has unanimously ruled that all parents of newborns are entitled to equal parental leave. That's a landmark judgment that was hailed as a major victory, for gender equality and family rights. Mm-hmm. And under the current law, mothers are, you know, granted, 4 months, of leave, while fathers receive only 10 days.
Yep.
And, in its ruling, the Constitutional Court declared parts of the legislation unconstitutional, calling it discriminatory against fathers, and ruled that both parents may now share the granted leave however they choose.
The granted leave. Okay. Well, we'll get into your conversation right now. We're talking to candidate attorney in the Labor Department at Lekhu Pilson Attorneys, Melon Chauke, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. How are you doing? Thank you for making the time.
Good morning, and good things in yourself.
We are a little bit confused this morning, and we're hoping that you will clear issues for us. Please help us, because we are having a bit of a back and forth in studio amongst ourselves, trying to make sense of this. But please take us through this ruling and what exactly it means. Does it mean that both parents are each getting 4 months, like you'll get your 4 months, I get my 4 months? Or is it a case of 4 months which both parents can decide on splitting, whichever way?
Okay. So we will remember that the Constitutional Court confirmed the unconstitutionality of the provisions of Section 25 of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act and the corresponding provisions of the Unemployment Insurance Act in respect of the maternity and parental leave rights. And this follows after Mr. Van Wyk had requested for 4 months maternity leave from his employer so he can take care of his newborn child while his wife managed her businesses. And this request was denied on the basis of the employment policies and the act, which restrict fathers to 10 consecutive days of parental leave. And this was despite the decision between both parents that the father would assume the primary care of the child. And in terms of the argument, it was argued that these provisions are, of course, discriminatory regarding the availability of parental leave and its duration between different categories of parents, and that the differentiation infringes on the rights to equality and dignity, and that it marginalizes a father's involvement in the early stages of the birth of their child, and it deprives the parents of the choice on how to nurture their children and structure their responsibilities. And looking at this, the court ordered with immediate effect that all parents, be it biological, commissioning or adoptive, are entitled to 4 months and 10 days of parental leave. And I think to put emphasis, which is to be shared as they choose. And in the words as provided in the ruling, which I'm going to state verbatim, was that one or the other parent shall take the whole period of the leave, or they will take turns on the leave. So basically, this means that if both parents are employed, they must agree on how to divide the leave. They can agree on either applying it in consecutively or concurrently. And where they cannot agree, the leave shall be split as equally as possible. And that will, for instance, be, since it's the 4 months, 10 days, that will be 2 months, 5 days to the father and 2 months, 5 days to the mother, right? But we also need to keep in mind the 6 weeks that a mother is entitled to, or a mother that just gave birth shouldn't return to work 6 weeks after giving birth. Right, and where only one parent is involved, they are entitled to the full period of parental leave. I hope that answers the question.
You did. And then, there are those gray areas. And maybe let's dive into the bit of the gray areas. Instances where you find that the parents are freelancers, for example, and maybe they're not entitled to parental leave. Does this apply? And we have a listener who asked and said, but what if my partner or my wife is a stay-at-home mom and I'm the one who's employed? Can I claim the 4 months, 10 days? So just in those gray areas, you have an industry where people don't even have, it's a work, no pay situation. So they don't have maternity leave per se. They take it at the risk of losing their income for the period they've taken it on. And a listener who says, listen, I have a stay-at-home wife at work. Can I claim for the 4 months, 10 days?
So in terms of the judgment, it simply provides that where only one parent is employed and doesn't specify if it's a mother or a father, but where only one parent is employed, they are entitled to the full period of parental leave. Though not certain, I would assume that this would state that if there is a stay-at-home mom, then the dad, since he's the only one that is employed and can apply for parental leave, will be the one that can apply for the full period of that parental leave. And then in terms of who it applies to, so the BCEA, which is the Basic Conditions Employment Act, applies to people that are defined in terms of Section 213 of the LRA, which is the Labor Relations Act, as employees, or people that are deemed to be employees. So this will not, for instance, apply to your freelancers. It will not apply to your independent contractors. So it will basically apply to people that are referred or defined as employees in terms of Section 213 of the Labor Relations Act.
And do we have an understanding of, you know, how to approach some of the technicalities? Say, like what you said, the one employed parent is the father. Do I inform HR on time that, you know what, my partner is due on this day and I need some time off, even though I might have used up all my leave days? And does this only apply to, you know, married partners? What if I'm a married man, but I also have a side and my side is about to give birth? Like, I'm just thinking, like, you know, just the technicalities. And if in 2025 I have three sides, or I have two, you know what I mean? I have two sides and I have a wife, and because people will always try to find loopholes. So I'm just trying to, you know, how technical can it get, and do I inform HR? Just, you know, briefly in terms of what you understand.
So in terms of the ruling itself and the act, it provides that employees must notify their employer in writing at least 4 weeks in advance of their intended leave dates and return dates, unless same is impracticable. So in policy-regulated working environments, it would have to follow the procedure that you would take when you apply for leave, just as long as it's in advance, it's in writing. It does not specifically provide for the provisions that should be followed, or how policies are to be regulated within the working environment, just as long as it's 4 weeks prior in advance and it is in writing and it is to notify the employer, then in terms of the judgment, that should be good. And obviously, employers should look at how they would like this to be regulated and maybe enact provisions within their policies that will regulate same, but as long as it's in compliance with the ruling, which says it should be 4 weeks prior and to the employer, because the employer has to know and it must provide for the leave dates and return dates.
Well, clear enough. I suppose anything else, we'll just figure it out as we go. But thank you so much for making the time to talk to us. That's candidate attorney in the Labor Department at Lekhu Pilson Attorneys, Melon Chauke.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.